January 13th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, when you pray for the conversion of a soul, please remember every soul is given an opportunity, a grace-filled moment in which he can convert. By conversion, I mean the soul makes me the center of his life. His heart is focused on loving me and pleasing me. Such souls do not allow anyone or anything to become more important to them than their relationship with me. This is the reason for each one's existence on earth and why I create every soul. All of this is lost on the worldly concerns of everyday life, if the soul allows it. Souls must look for me in every cross, as well as every victory of life. I never leave a soul abandoned to the wiles of Satan. It is the soul himself who abandons me and listens to the wrong spirits, the spirits of destruction. If you knew the plight of souls who follow the wrong path, you would never leave my embrace. I embrace those who love me and consequently trust me. I never abandon them, but always inspire their thoughts, words, and actions. I always try to reach the souls who do not love me. I offer them circumstances and situations to change their ways. Often these circumstances intertwine with other souls, the influence of which is my will. Allow the grace of this message to bring you deeper into my embrace. The note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in thee rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do thou defend them, that those who love thy name may exult in thee. For thou dost bless the righteous, O Lord. Thou dost cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.